Hadith of the Day, a program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to COI Radio. We're continuing on the hadith of Imam Sajjad, which is talking about conversation. Al-qawl al-hasan yuthri al-mal wa yumni al-rizq وَيُنْشِئُ فِي الْأَجَلِ وَيُحَبِّبُ إِلَى الْأَهْلِ وَيُدْخِلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Kind words cause one's wealth to increase, provision to multiply, life to be lengthened, make one beloved to one's family, and cause that person to enter paradise. So this tradition, which is found in Masail al-Shia, is what we're going to be talking about today. Previously, we talked about the idea of how a husband can apply this wife and speak, apply this hadith and speak kindly to his wife and encourage his wife or talk to his wife and get his wife to share. And we talked about how that's one of the emotional needs of women, that a husband do this consistently, spend time talking with her, friends perhaps in the evening, but private time when he's alone with her. Now we'd like to talk about how a woman can apply this hadith to her own life, and then especially her married life, and how she can use this to talk kindly to her own spouse and inshallah to enter paradise. There's some points that a woman might want to keep in mind when talking about hadith or talking about speaking and having conversation with the husband. Normally, women talk in order to relax and release stress, but this is different from guys. Many times, if a guy is upset, he won't want to talk. He'll keep his problem to himself in his own mind. He'll think about the problem, and afterwards, he'll feel better. So a woman shouldn't think that I notice, because women are sensitive, I notice that my husband is upset, so then I insist that please come and talk to me about it. Men are slightly different in this regard. We'll give the man a chance to sit and talk to himself or in his own mind or think about the problem himself, and then after that speak to us, and we won't take it personally. On the other side, for the husbands who are perhaps hearing this, it would be a good idea for them to tell their wife that I'm not upset with you. I have a problem right now, something that I'm going through. I'm not upset with you. Just give me a few minutes. Let me think about it. Let me come to a conclusion. Afterwards, I will talk to you. But just by saying this sentence, he can put the wife at ease. If a wife knows that this is part of a man's nature, then she can put herself at ease and not feel that, oh, we have to talk. Okay. But women, they're different. They use talking to relax and release stress, and they feel closer after talking. If a wife wants to have this personal time with her husband where she spends time talking and gets closer to Allah, then perhaps a good idea is to give the man a little bit of downtime when he first comes home from work. Okay, he comes home from work, let him go watch a little TV, check his email, or make himself busy with a hobby for a little while. Afterwards, he's ready to socialize, right? He might feel more like listening and talking afterwards, but if he is told immediately, come sit down and let me share all of my problems with you, it might not work in that way. So we'll just keep that in mind about the man and talking to the man. The other thing is that a lot of times men feel closer because of physical things, not necessarily talking, which is like that. For instance, let's say the husband comes home and the wife gives him a warm embrace or a kiss, or she gives him a loving look from across the table. She cooks him his favorite meal, or she wears something a little bit more revealing, or she tells him to go spend some time with his buddy, something like that. These things are actions, but these lead to a man feeling closer to his wife. And then later on, of course, that's going to help us once we're able to have the conversation, that he's going to feel that way. So a successful wife will realize that communication and conversation is not only done with words, but also with actions. So men communicate with actions. They want to do something for their wife. That will be one way that they do it. And a successful wife will realize that, okay, when I want to have good conversation with my husband, or that I want to communicate well in the relationship, I can communicate with him through actions. Okay? Now let's look at the other part of the hadith, which is actually communicating and actually having conversation and those kind words. How can a woman say kind words to a man? One thing to remember is that many men will only speak when they have something to say, and they use speech to communicate facts and data and solution, whereas women use speech kind of to reward the other person or to bond with the other person. In other words, if she likes you, she'll talk to you, and she's showing she trusts you by sharing her feelings. So that's all great. But then now, if I'm talking to a man, how can I apply this? Let's do it in this way. We said that men communicate because they have something to say. So be subtle. Don't be subtle. Don't expect him to be your girlfriend. Just be direct and up to the punt. Talk to him and tell him exactly what you mean. Don't drop hints and expect him to get them. Men aren't mind readers. So normally, if you'll just be very straight up, just to say exactly what you have to say. You don't have to hide it or build up to it. Just say that this is what the conversation is. This is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Then the husband will really appreciate it. We can make sure that we communicate in a respectful manner. So we do it that way. We don't want to use conversation as a way of forcing our opinion on another person or dwelling on mistakes, either past or present, or use conversation as verbal punishment. We don't want to do that. She can also let the man know that actually, I'm not really looking for solutions right now. I just want you to listen and be there for me and talk to me and hear me out. And so then the man will respond, and he knows what his duty is. He doesn't have to feel that for the problems which you're presenting immediately, you're expecting me to give you solutions. Also, if she can tell her husband how long she wants to talk, not just say, honey, I want to talk. And the guy's thinking, okay, well, 3 hours, 2 hours, 5 hours, right? No, set down a specific time and say, okay, for this period of time, I would like to talk with you, and then set out a time limit for that. And lastly, after talking, then she wants to reward him physically. Give him a big hug, a big kiss, thank him sincerely, tell him how much better she feels now that they've talked, and not to reward him and make him feel that now he's been very useful to her and he's helped her. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will